Three.
Bagak.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
I'm Mike Michael.
I'm just one Johnny.
And we make up one Anime Casuals YouTube channel and podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Weekend Talk, where we talk about our anime that we keep up with every single week. This week, we are going to be talking about In This Order, Hype Order. In other words, first anime, least hype. Doesn't mean it's terrible. It just means it's out of all of them, it's the least hype. Last anime, the most hype. We're talking about Spy X Family, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. Spy X Family, episode 18. Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, episode 5. We got Chainsaw Man, episode 5, and My Hero Academia, season 6, episode 119. Those are a lot of episodes. We have Spy X Family, episode 18, the entrance of a possible rival in Daybreak, as well as Yuri coming in. I got to hype him up somehow, okay? We got Yuri coming in to help Anya because he wants to have sex with his sister. So what do you guys think of that?
Let's continue to say this is probably a filler episode, a fun filler episode, but nonetheless, we got to be used to this for Spy Family because again, like there's only like 65 chapters out. So the best filler episodes I've ever seen in an anime still holds up. This was very fun. I like to watch Anya get frustrated or Yuri get frustrated with Anya just going like, why can't you learn anything? I don't understand. And I'm like, well, Yuri, we don't understand why you still keep eating your sister's shitty food. So you know what? We all don't make sense here.
We're all a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, she didn't fail. So that's cool.
By her own merit.
So, I mean, clearly, she's like, you know what? I want to make the mission safer, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But Daybreak is a fool.
He's dumb. He's a dumb.
I can't believe he had to, like, cover for him. Ridiculous. Ridiculous man.
Yeah.
His silly hats.
I like that one little moment right after Daybreak left when Lloyd looked at her test scores, and then it was like, okay, and then put him back. And I was like, I don't really know what that meant. And I was like, she barely passed.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't, like, do something about that if, I mean, he's that worried about it, but I don't know.
Yeah, dude. It was one of those things where I was like, well, first off, I mean, it just goes to show you how good Twilight is at his job, you know, because we don't really get to see how he compares to like somebody who just kind of wings it. And so seeing him just, oh, I've got like everything memorized. I've got all the subjects memorized. I got a badge for every subject. It's kind of insane, you know, especially with how, you know, how ridiculous, you know, his regular schedule is, right? He's always taking on missions along with raising a family, along with, you know, raising a family with quotes in it. But yeah, it was good to see that. I do think like what's interesting about Daybreak is just his you know, one thing that Twilight did mention is like physical prowess and stuff. Like he's kind of a dumb muscle person. We kind of get to see that with like the boxing or the punching bag in the background of his apartment and stuff. So but yeah, obviously Lloyd stopped any hope of that with changing Damien's scores back. So yeah, it was pretty interesting.
I had such higher hopes for Daybreak, though, just Me for too. A second. I thought it was going to be like, okay, so Lloyd can become any person. I thought Daybreak was going to be like, I can become anything. Like, he knocked over the bus. I was like, okay, you're an idiot. But I thought he was just going to, like, I don't know, put him in a position that was just like the bus. And be like, oh, I guess everything's fine down there. I was like, what? So I had so much higher expectations.
Man. No, I mean, it was just one of those... Oh, what was it? It was just one of those episodes where like there was you know, Michael was saying both probably filler. That Daybreak character though, he's not in any of the manga that you know of. Or?
I believe he's in it for like maybe a chapter.
Oh, so they're trying to like build him up a better arc. Like, we're gonna make Daybreak happen. Okay, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but I don't believe he's like any major part of it. There are like some of the chapters that feel like side adventures, but yeah. these are not those. These are not those yet. So, it was fun. That's all it was. I mean, we had Daybreak, and what was the second part of it?
Yuri was the first part, I think.
Oh, then, Yuri was the first part. Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It was more family building and a little bit more like uncle, niece.
Dude, that poor dog had finally tasted the cookie, man.
No!
Finally died, bro.
Barf, no!
Finally died, man. You know?
Yeah, they didn't talk about that at all.
Also, he comes home and the dog does not move. And I'm like, you might want to check on that dog.
You know what's funny is I feel like Lloyd's so used to seeing it at this point that he's like, oh, he probably ate one of yours cookies probably. So yeah. We'll just assume that's happening. Anything else about this episode, or should we move on to what was the next one? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
Bleach.
Yeah,
Blick.
We got Bleach, 1,000-year blood war arc, and first off, we got Kenpachi coming in here just making fools out of like three of these dudes, which is awesome. Which makes sense, you know. We were talking about it before, right? Kenpachi doesn't have a Bankai anyway, and he's not really reliant on that, so. But dude, they're brutal in this new Bleach. Like, I've never seen it this bloody, and they're ripping throats out. They're cutting people. And like, dude, this is intense. I like it.
Yeah. Me too.
I forgot about that, but that was an awesome part. It was like, yeah. Then this one guy just kept talking about how much he was going to beat me. So I ripped out his throat. Wow, Kenpachi, I like the way you think.
And then I actually had a real challenge with the third one because he became me. And
like, so I just had to be better than myself.
Dude, what a self-brag. He's like, hit the smartest thing he did was beat me. So, and then I had to beat myself, and of course I could do that. So, I mean...
Oh, it's so good, dude. I love Kenpachi. Yeah. Obviously, he does get handled, which, I mean, I think we're all expecting by the main boss, which we figure out his name at the end of this. And I, to this day, I still don't know how to say. Is it like a Ewok? Is it Ewok? Is it like Ewok and Endor? I don't know.
Hey, Ewok! Oh, he's walking here. Okay.
Wait, walking here. Dude, I remember the first time I read Bleach, to this point. And they had it translated as Bok. So
yeah.
I was saying Bok, and all of a sudden I started saying, oh, Ewok. Who is Ewok? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that's apparently his name, and I got a bad translation. So
yeah. I also said Yawatch. I was like, I don't know. I can't say that dude's name. Also, listen really hard to the Japanese.
Oh, man. And you know, I'm really sad that we did not get to see the first lieutenant. Bankai or him ever show this power in like while he was alive, which is like, it's kind of one of those things like, why didn't you ever show this when Soul Society was actually gonna, like, I don't know, or when you guys really needed it? It's like, you know, story reasons, you know, no big deal.
Why would he win the commander? Because he works with the commander. His Bankai is much more powerful than anybody else's.
It's just one of those things where I'm like, man, I really wish we would have seen that. Because, you know, it's like, you know, the guy with the scythe was saying, it was like, I've never seen anybody else control weather except for, you know, Hyoden Maru, you know, or from Hitsugaya. So,
you know, we talked about him last week.
Exactly. But this week we're talking about lightning, fool.
Yeah, lightning.
And the fact that he gave Genryu Sai another, you know, his second scar. So, but. I don't know, man. I really wish we would have seen a little bit more of him you know, he got freaking impaled by a giant arrow there. But we are starting to see the pattern of these people are given a letter name and it stands for something. We had J for jail over. I feel like this is a freaking like a kids thing. Like, we got J for jail. We got O for overkill. We've got, you know, it's like. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see like what each person's going to be.
And we got Weak for, I don't know, Yaks. Yeah. He summons Yaks. That's what he can do.
Oh my gosh. Don't spoil it, man.
He uses his sword or something. He puts it in a yak, and then he's got yak powers.
Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Yeah. Wow. What a throwback, Johnny. I also love how the. Like at the beginning of the episode or something, like someone went through, they're like, Ichigo's coming! Ichigo's coming! And all the captains were like, yes, Ichigo's coming. And everybody was like, yeah! And then Ichigo's just sitting there in the ball, just going, let me out! Give me out!
How stuck I am. Nothing I do works. Oh, no.
Well, why didn't someone do that to Ichigo a long time ago? Just put him in a ball of reishi. You know? I don't know.
It was that easy the whole time.
You know, not to jump ahead, but did you guys see who slashed that dude in half?
No. I did. I don't think it explained it, but, you know.
It was a sword.
Yeah, it was a sword. And, you know, what's his name? Gosh, I don't remember. The hat guy. I forget what his name is now. He just like looks up at it like, oh crap, you know. I was like how honest he was, like, ah crap, this is even worse than this dude, like, oh man, that's pretty bad.
It's Aizen,
yeah, right. It's always Aizen. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see, you know, obviously we have the two,
I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah, well, now we have the two strongest guys. We have Ginryu Sai versus, or Yamamoto versus Ewok. And it'll be interesting because obviously we know that people can steal Bankai. So is Yamamoto strong enough? Have we seen Yamamoto's Bankai, or is that just his Shikai that's a giant flame? Like, I don't know.
I thought we saw it once in the previous thing.
Okay.
But there were,
didn't that, he can absorb like a, no, see, I feel like he, well, in what then? Like an Aizen fight?
Somewhere around there. I thought we saw something like that. Or they described it as saying that we can't see it because it will kill everybody.
I remember they had that little dude who was like Wonderwise, and he's like, yeah, his only purpose is to eat your fire.
Yeah.
Go on now.
Yeah. I
don't remember.
I don't remember because I just remember he was beating the crap out of that kid. Because he was like, oh, you're going to eat my flame? Well, I'm just going to show off these old man muscles and beat the crap out of you. yeah, we saw how that turned out, too. Either way, I'm interested to see what's going to happen next. We also got, like, Rukia, Renji, and all them getting completely wrecked as well. So it's nice to to see everybody's getting wrecked. So
Rukia's brother!
Yeah, right. Getting wrecked by his own Bankai, which...
wrecked.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, it's kind of interesting that these guys can use their Bankais that quickly, you know? Yeah. Like that I feel like that would take a while to like get a hang of, like, all right, how am I going to control like 10,000 flower petals that are like blaze, right? You know, just like that.
Gotcha. Well, I don't remember now, but I wonder if that's going to be the trick, is like to deal with somebody else's Bankai, is like they can use it, but not with the control of somebody who literally has been using it their entire life. So
yeah.
Like, maybe, like, he can't, like, you can't use it to transform it back into swords, because we know that happened with his billion little flower petals.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if you whack.
You whack.
Does anything.
See if you whack some off. Oh, that's not the right word. who knows? But either way, why don't we get over to Chainsaw Man episode 5. We've got, we got some boob action. We got a lot of pad action. We got a lot of padding in this episode.
why devil pad? Where did that come from? Why would the devil care?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of like interested, cause I was like, I remember in the flashbacks, she didn't really have like a chest at all. Right. Like but I thought that was cause she was malnourished. And I was like, is she I was trying to figure out if she was like hermaphroditic of some sort. Like, maybe she just doesn't have any of those, any certain characteristics and stuff. But I don't know. Maybe she just absorbed the characteristics. Just here we go. But I don't know.
But the girl she took over pads, so she pads too.
But yeah, either way, I mean, I just love how Denji was just completely heartbroken after that, man. But not for long. I was not expecting it to go that fast. I'll just tell you that much.
That was it was a good rest of the episode. Let me tell you.
I wonder if she knew. It's like, I know what power did. No. You belong to me.
Okay, but so what?
I don't know.
This explains something. Okay, what was it? Makima does not have normal eyes. So what is going on with her? Is she also like what Denji is?
Suck
like a fusion?
Bis. Suck you.
Bis. She is succubus.
Succubus.
What does she suck? Or is she like, has she made a contract with the devil? Or is she actually a devil? I don't know. She's got she's got two crazy eyes to like, something's up with her.
I've wondered the same thing.
And like, she really, like, she doesn't care. Like, there's not, she is somewhat separated from being a human. So I'm like, what's going on with her? Also, Gun Devil, that thing's messed up. I want to know what it looks like.
Dude, okay, this is messed up. So we see the scene of, you know, well, we figure out later that's young, I think they call him Aki, or I forget
Aki,
what his name is. Yeah. We figure out there's young Aki with his younger brother. They're all playing, you know, snowball fight and stuff. And brother, he's like, "Hey, go get a glove, because then you won't have a freezing hands and stuff. So go get us a glove, and we'll play fetch. play catch. Sorry.
Lucky, tell us about yourself.
I'm gonna be real with you. It took me by so far off, like by surprise, that when you know the whole house just gets blown away in front of him, I laughed. Because I was like, I just wasn't expecting that. Like, I was like, I was expecting like a gunshot. I expected something else. Just, nope. Just completely destroyed, like leveled his whole house. And him just looking at, that was a good surprise. I mean, sorry, that was a terrible surprise for him. But it got me so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, that's rough.
That's what I was telling Johnny. I was like, I don't think I've seen that many people die in an anime, except for maybe things like the Earth explodes. You know, like where they're like, and 1.2 million people died. And it's just like, you see all the, like these cities where it's just like, and the middle of it's gone. And I'm like, yeah. It's incomprehensible. It's like, you can't really understand that. It was crazy. I don't know what it shot or what it looks like, but that was insane. And the fact it just yeeted itself out of there was like, I'm gone.
Pretty frightening scene.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, so the kids in the snowball fight, they were like, they weren't in the city, were they? Did I just not see that?
No.
Okay, because then like a few seconds later, like they show us a picture of a demolished city.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the same bullet path, as I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
That's gnarly. I mean, that's a distance.
Yeah. You
know, from no city to city.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about that dude from No Gun Life. You know, the dude with the head gun. Like, I'm just like, I wonder if that's who this is. Okay, sorry, we'll get to that in a second. Anyway, going back to this, I'm just like, I mean, because obviously we figured out that like the more you fear whatever the devil represents, that's how powerful they are. And so at this point, there has been a lot of terrorist attacks and stuff, so people are really afraid of them. But I'm like, I'm probably more afraid of a gun than I am a chainsaw. But at the same time, chainsaws are like synonymous with horror characters. I don't know. You know, I'm like, oh, this is kind of difficult to figure out who would actually win, because you know this girl is offering her body to Denji. I don't think she thinks that he can actually do it, you know, or yeah, you know, that he's gonna land the finishing blow. I don't know. I'm kind of confused about this, but I don't know. We're
that's
definitely getting
unfair.
Lucky, to be fair, a sea cucumber was the devil, and so people must be afraid of everything at this point. If a sea cucumber is a devil, that means somebody must be afraid of it, right?
Dude, what if there's a devil? Like, he's just
Just
the devil. Like, if you're afraid of the devil, then it's like, oh, I'm afraid.
There's also got to be demon devils. And there's also, we know, there's a ghost devil. I mean, people are afraid of ghosts.
Got to be a fear devil.
Also, how is that ghost devil not more powerful?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if...
Ghosts aren't real.
And people, like, that fox thing was huge. So I'm like, people are afraid of foxes? More than ghosts?
Yeah.
I'm scared of shadow puppets.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe after Naruto, everybody's afraid of foxes.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like they're so cool. It's super cool. Especially if you get one like Kurama. But either way, I don't know. I mean, also, she only has like his right hand, to be fair. So it's like, hey, I'm going to give my right eye for his right hand. Like, that's how, but I mean, at the same time, you know, we figure out that nobody can actually touch it except for it can touch them. So very interesting to see like these different powers in here. I'll be interested to see like kind of what she does with it from now on. We do get to see them go into this complex of some sort, where they're just in this never-ending loop, it seems like, going between the seventh and the eighth and the ninth floor, but just mainly staying on the eighth. And dude, I have to say, I'm really enjoying these outros because they're kind of like a little mini preview of the next episode. And this one reminded me of like Scooby-Doo in a way, you know, like when they go through the doors and then they all of a sudden like they go through one door and they end up at another door and it's like they're running away from the villain. That's what it reminded me of at the ending. I was like, whoa, this is super cool.
A horrible, horrible Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
it was a
yeah.
horrible Scooby-Doo. Johnny, what'd you say? Like while we were watching the end, you're like, was that a giant burning like demon thing?
Oh, they were doing this thing where like you see Denji sitting there, but then they'd have like a flash of another scene. And there was this just giant, like, Titan-looking thing just engulfed in flame. I don't know.
I wonder if that's the Gun Devil.
I was like, what is this?
Yeah, because they showed, like, a staircase devil or something like that. It was like a thing. I don't know if that was to represent, like, the fact that they're screwed. Like, they're going up these stairs. Mm-hmm. But
also,
I saw
there was,
that,
like,
was...
a devil made of fingers, like the dog thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, dude. Like, horrible. Oof, man.
Bad.
Is that a fear of wolves or a fear of fingers?
Finger wolves.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, either way, I'm excited to see. Also, the fact that Power and Denji are on the same like wavelength of stupidity is kind of hilarious to me. Like the fact that Aki just gives them gum and they're like, okay, but we'll learn manners right away. Like, yeah, that fool's a sucker.
Gotta give dogs a treat.
I'll kiss you with tongue. I'm your killer devil. Here we go.
He just like got ridiculous there. He's just like, that was insane.
To the point where that guy who was with him had to slam him against a wall and be like, hey, pay attention.
Also, I'm going to get that kiss. Okay. I've been with her longer. And that ridiculous dude. Oh, I love it, bro. Either way, I'm feeling like Chainsaw Man is starting to get a little bit more of an identity now, which, you know, obviously I made comparisons to Jujutsu Kaisen, but you know, obviously it's kind of showing more, you know, diversity now, so it's cool to see it, you know, end up in its own creepy and pervy you know, realm. So either way, guys, we have got My Hero Academia season 6 episode 119. Speaking of No Gun Life, did anybody else see that character in there that had the gun for the head? There's a character. It might have been the last episode. I can't remember, but there was a thing of all these heroes running. And this is the one where Koga comes out of the she's dressed up as the dude that was like imprisoning them, and they're like, "Hey, weren't you holding Koga and what's his face?" And she's like, "Cut!" He just starts cutting them all up. But yeah, one of them had like a gun for a head, and I was like, "Why is he here? And how is he a hero? Like, what do you do? Like, you know what I mean?" And so, dude, that'd be horrifying to have to kiss that thing. You know what I mean? Like, you just like it's like you think Tokiyami would be hard to kiss, but like, man, that would be rough, dude. Just staring down the barrel of whatever barrel mag or whatever size that is.
Don't sneeze. Don't sneeze. For the love of God, please.
Oh, hey, Mom! Achoo! Oh!
Mom!
It's okay. My mom's bulletproof. She's just a bulletproof vest.
But either way, we really get to see... Because I remember, was it you, Michael, that mentioned that Shigaraki got the all-for-one?
Yeah,
and I remember hearing that, but I was like, what does that mean, though? And yeah, we figured out what that meant really quick in this episode. Yeah, he's got all for one's powers, all of them. I thought he was gonna like take a while to like figure him out and stuff. No, he's doing them.
That puts him. I was just this is aside from talking about the episode, but Johnny and I were just watching this and we're like, okay, well, how the F is Deku gonna do anything? And like his only strength is that he has superpowers. Like his superpowers are on another level, or like they should be. Like Shigaraki now has a butt. Like I think Johnny, you just said quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. So like Deku's superpowers are really, really strong, and theoretically he's stronger than Shigaraki. Like with All Might's stockpiles. So we'll just see what wins is quantity over quality, and see how that works out. Because unless All for One has no powers right now, oh, I guess he has the fake version of his powers. So I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I don't know how Deku's gonna be like. Okay, now we gotta go have a training montage. No, there's no time for that. He's gonna murder everybody. Mm. He's just gonna destroy everything until there's nothing left. So yeah. I can't imagine how he's gonna be like. Okay, so he's at 30%. Cool, that's not enough.
Hey, Shigaraki's only at 75.
Meet halfway, guys.
with physical changes too. He has non-quirk powers as well. Like he can just slam his fist one way and he will fly away. And I'm like,
yeah, he made a shockwave.
Yeah, he's got like passive abilities. He can heal. So, yeah, he's pretty ridiculous. I mean, dude, his decay power was ridiculous enough as it is. But
yeah,
seeing all the other powers he's got is Radar's power, which I'm surprised that I keep forgetting that came up, dude, with the Pussycat doll. No, that's not their names. what are they called? The Pussycat
Wild people? Pussycat Dolls. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. That's it. Okay, sorry. There's a band called Pussycat Dolls too, and I'm like, what the?
I don't think it's dolls. I think it's just Wild Pussycats.
Okay. But yeah, either way, like I keep forgetting that. I'm like, dude, what does she do now? Does she just answer phones? Like, dude, she got screwed so early on in the series. Like, I still remember her, like, they save her in that hospital and stuff. And she's like, I don't have my quirk anymore. It's like, yeah, why don't you answer some phones? And you can be the secretary. How about that? Oh, man, dude. But yeah, sure, her power. I forgot that she can see weaknesses, too. I was like, what? She can see weaknesses? I thought it was just like you could just see where people were. I forgot about that. Man.
That's not good.
No.
And there's someone following Deku and Bakugo. I don't know who it is. Oh, I guess that might have been Gran Torino now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Gran Torino came with the save, though. He saved the heck out of them, dude. Like, while they're thinking, just Shigaraki just shows up. Yeah.
That was insane. I was not ready for that.
Was not ready for that. Uh-oh.
He's like, I will kill you right now. I also wonder, is he going to take it back or just kill Deku? Like, what comes first in his head? Like, because he has all these gifts and the ability to take quirks away. So I'm like, does he even care about that? Is he just going to kill everybody and, like, not care?
Yeah. It seems like it's, like, an innate thirst for it. Like, he's just, like, on instinct right now. Just, like, all for one, just kind of put that in him. Like, get one for all. We need one for... Because I guess that's the only power that could stop him at this point. Like, you're saying... Like, I actually thought about the same thing, the quality over quantity thing. Because, you know, it seems like in certain areas, like, you know, All Might could beat All For One. But All For One makes up for it with just the sheer amount of abilities that he's got. And, but yeah, I mean, dude, the fact that Deku... I mean, this kind of sound like... You know, I kind of wish he had... Eri, is that her name? The girl with the horn? Like, I kind of wish he had her on his back right now, just like getting like 100%, 200, 1 million percent, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Just imagine if Shigaraki took her quirk.
Bro, no, we don't need that. Don't give him any ideas. We don't need to see Eri cry. No more crying, Eri. Stop it.
He's like, well, I can decay people. I can rewind them. I can turn them inside out. You know, whatever I want. Goes and steals overhauls.
Dude. There's too much for them to deal with now. They have Nomus that they have to fight. They have Gigantomachia coming in, who by himself is a threat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all like close to Shigaraki. So, and, you know, from what we know, he's on par, maybe just a little bit weaker than the 100% of All Might, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because All Might, I mean... Death Battle made this stat, but they were like, you know, Gigantomachia is like at least comparable to All Might. And I was like, dude, that's pretty intense, dude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have an unstoppable monster. We've got another unstoppable monster. We got a bunch of unstoppable monsters. Like, I don't know what's going to happen now. Like, it's too much.
It's a government controlled military state now. Shigaraki owns this section of land. That's his. I think that's what's going to happen. It's just like, the heroes are going to have to retreat and just go, like, leave. Because what can they do against him? Like, it's, like, the with whole, like, Eraser's thing. Like, dude, Eraser might die, like, right now. That's
a good point. I didn't even think about Eraser, even though he's, like, the main part of this whole equation.
Yeah, like, he's got to get out. Eraser's got to get out of there, too. Because it's, like, if he dies or loses his quirk.
Well, I mean, I was wondering about this, too. I mean, there's the other schools. I mean, we could see something from them. I don't remember anyone who is necessarily good enough, but that that wind guy, I mean, he could do some
wind
stuff.
Guy.
Dude, yeah. Joker lady, she could break the ice, you know?
She could make Shigaraki laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, there's ice to be broken over there, okay, guys. Okay. I mean, either way, I just love that water dude is just like he's just hydrating his eyes the entire time. I don't think that's exactly how eyes work, but you know, whatever. It is what it is.
He's like, no, this is eye juice I'm squirting out.
Yeah, but he's like, it's like now he just doesn't have to blink anymore. Like, what is that? How does that work? Like, that's just hilarious to me. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just want to see it, dude. I keep every time Saturday rolls along, I'm like, I gotta watch My Hero. I'm so hyped for this season. I keep telling my coworker to go freaking watch it. You know, I'm like, dude, the minute you watch this, you'll be like, oh, I gotta keep watching this. It's great. But yeah, either way, it was good to see Toga, whatever her name is, you know, kind of show some emotion towards Twice. You know, I thought it was like unrequited kind of love,
R.I.P., buddy.
Yeah, but
I worried about that a lot. She's gonna be like, who are you? No.
Yeah. Lucky, have you been just a weird side question? Have you been watching anything else?
Yeah, I just started back into Welcome to Demon School Rumikun. I think, Johnny, have you been watching that?
English.
Yeah. Hey, who did they replace Asmodeus with? Do you know?
Honestly, he's only like spoken once, and it still sounded like it was him. So I don't know.
Wow.
I can't tell. So either they got someone really close, or maybe he got a few lines in. But I'm not sure.
Just reduce this part.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird how it ended up that way. I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, that's not actually that much Asmodeus. For people that don't know, Billy Kamitz died earlier this year. He's also the voice of Naofumi in Rise of the Shield Hero. And besides that, I think that was mainly it. By the way, actually, speaking of which, don't forget, guys, we're talking about Josie the Tiger and the Fish tomorrow on the weekly review. Anyway, why did you ask that question, Michael? Are you watching anything too?
Yeah, Johnny and I are watching Mob Psycho.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on what, episode 5 or 6 right now?
Yeah, it's pretty fire. It's really good.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome.
It's again rivaling couple episodes. Going, why is this so good?
Have you guys seen One Piece Red yet? I haven't watched it yet, and
I have.
He said. You did? What'd you say about it, Johnny?
I'll be honest, I didn't really care for it. I mean, it was a very pretty movie, I think you said this before. It was another movie about a broken fruit. That, you know, like if they just never mentioned all of a sudden. And so now it's just an issue. I mean, because her fruit is just completely ridiculous and the whole premise is insane. Like they just kind of throw this whole plot line in out of nowhere, and we're supposed to be like, oh. So this was just always happening, but right now we're dealing with it. Okay.
Dude, I was just so mad that they replaced like 2 or 3 episodes of the regular anime just to talk about it, even though I'm like, I'm sure they're probably going to have to talk about it again in the movie. So
yeah.
I mean, I'll probably end up checking it out, but I'm not going to like shed any tears if I don't. By the way, I believe there's a couple of anime that came to Crunchyroll, and that was actually one of them, Josie the Tiger and the Fish. But I believe a One Piece movie came over to there as well. So either way, you guys can check that out all on Crunchyroll. We'll give you Michael's account right now.
Hey, here it is.
Here it is.
The first 500 people can get it, and then we'll take it down.
Dude, can you imagine that watch list? It'd just be like...
Every anime that's on Crunchyroll is on the watch list.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh, that'd be hilarious, dude. Just anything else about...
who watches Digimon Ghost Game? I think that's it. I'm just excited. Dude, every episode now I'm excited for the next one. Dude, it's actually hitting really hard. And, dude, I don't know. Maybe we're gonna find someone with a quirk where we can send Deku into like a time zone or a time capsule. He's gonna go train there for a year and then come back. I don't know. But
see, as far as resolution, I have a theory. I think what's going to happen is Shigaraki is actually going to shut down after like a huge explosion of power. He's going to be like, okay, you just woke up. You're just going to pass out and they're going to have to retreat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. They're going to marble him.
Because he didn't finish.
Whatever his name. He's going to come in and be like, I will hold everybody off. And the heroes might just like take him out. I have no idea.
Gigantomachia is going to make out with Shigaraki.
And then he'll die.
Maybe he'll just eat him. And he'll be like, you're safe in here, master.
His quirk
master?
Is...
Master?
He's actually inside. He's like, what is it? The guy from One Piece who's inside is a building.
hate that guy.
Oh, Waffle. Man. Yeah. Either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed the weekend talk. Remember, you can always check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Once again, we're talking about Josie, the Tiger, and the Fish tomorrow. It is a movie, so feel free to watch that at your leisure. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it
casual.